This is Carl Johnson with an essay from the back page. World Magazine recently featured a cover story entitled Next Gen Worship. And the story highlights specific ways by which churches and so-called pastors are trying to reach contemporary people by, quote, fitting in with them, unquote. Well, I'm not surprised that some churches are conforming to our modern culture in hopes of converting it. I am surprised by a letter that was written to the editor by a young woman in response to this story. She sees the attempt to reach people in our modern culture by fitting in with them as a disturbing trend that she writes, and I quote, "I can't stand the phoniness or the trendiness of the church's efforts to reach the lost in our culture by conforming to be just like them, while being totally clueless about how lame it is. The fact that this approach is not only successful in appealing to people, but attracts them, also disgusts me. It makes me want to throw up. It's buying into some kind of lie or substitution of cool culture as being relevant when it isn't. If I see another cool Bible college student or pastoral studies major wearing the hemp choker necklace, flip-flops, open at the collar shirt that's untucked, and baggy jeans, saying words like dude and sweet, I'll kick him in the behind. Well, here's obviously a young person who's fed up with the absurdity of some people trying to make a difference in the world while looking and acting just as the world looks and acts. She's one of many people who are bucking the trend and crying out for something deeper, higher, and longer lasting than some here today, gone tomorrow fad. 200 years ago, an English preacher said, he who marries today's fashion is tomorrow's widower. And that statement remains true today. And yet this pattern of behavior has always been a problem with God's people. The Israelites rejected God as their king because they wanted a human king, such as the kings who ruled all the nations around them. 1 Samuel 8 and verse 5. God's people have always struggled with wanting to fit in. The late Jimmy Vannoy once made an interesting observation to me concerning a pattern that seems to develop among God's people. At first, he says, new churches are primarily concerned with evangelism, aggressively reaching out to the community with the gospel and engaging existing churches in discussion and even debate. At the next stage, they become less concerned about evangelistic outreach, and they're more concerned about the aesthetics or the beauty of corporate worship. And then finally, they find themselves obsessed with longing to fit into and be accepted and respected by the surrounding culture. And I believe that Jimmy's insight has proved to be right on target. Paul says, be not conformed to this world, Romans 12 and verse 2. The Jerusalem Bible renders this phrase, do not model yourselves on the behavior of the world around you. Phillips translates it, don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold. And A.T. Robertson renders it, do not take this age as your fashion plate. Hollywood and Madison Avenue tell us that in order to be successful, we must seek after power, wealth, recognition, and status. Therefore, in order to fit in, some professing Christians will go out of their way to prove that they can be just as smart and stylish, just as successful and savvy, just as powerful and prosperous as the world. They want to show the world that Christians can be successful too. The truth is, however, that God's glory is magnified in human weakness, not strength, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 through 29. Paul continues, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, Romans 12 and verse 2. To be transformed is to be changed into another form, according to Thayer. The same word describes Jesus' transfiguration, Matthew 17 and verse 2. The expression means to undergo a complete change that will express itself in our character and conduct. We renew our minds. We put on the mind of Christ, Philippians 2 and verse 2. We become resident aliens because we reside in this world, but we are not of this world, John 17, 14 through 16. Our lives exhibit a new and living way of being human. One who has put on the mind of Christ explains success in terms of giving, not taking, self-sacrifice, not self-indulgence, going to the back, not getting to the front, faithfulness, not fashion, In fact, virtually everything that Jesus says about the nature of discipleship is exactly opposite to what our culture exalts. Jesus commands us to be the salt of the earth, Matthew 5 and verse 13, and the light of the world, Matthew 5 and verse 14. One reason salt is effective as a preservative is because it is chemically different from the meat upon which it is placed. One reason light can illuminate is because it is different from the darkness that surrounds it. And similarly, we forfeit our savoring power as salt and our illuminating power as light if we forfeit our distinctiveness. May God give us the wisdom to identify and the courage to faithfully buck the soul-destroying trends that our adversary is ever raising before us. And may we have the fortitude to continue to make a difference in this present world by being different from it.